This is our fifth Sunday. It's our Selah service. Selah, if you read the Psalms, which I hope you do, we all need to be in the Psalms a lot. Very encouraging, and just teach us how to deal with life and to worship God and praise His name no matter what's happening. But in the Psalms, you're going to see this word often at the end of a statement made by the psalmist, either David or the other psalmist. And that word is Selah, S-E-L-A-H, Selah. It means to just pause and think for a moment on this, to pause and to meditate and to take it in, take in what was just said. Take in what God has just done. This is a Selah service. And so what we're wanting to do is just pause and take in what God has been doing in our lives, individually and corporately, and to thank Him for what He's been doing. As you can tell already, it's a time of extended worship, and we're going to do more of it. It's a time of corporate intercession and prayer and thanksgiving, and we're going to do that. But I want to jump very quickly and just give a very, very short, abbreviated message. If you would turn with me in your Bibles, we're not going to have anything on the screen because this is kind of a last minute, this message I feel like I'm supposed to give at this time. Turn with me to Joshua chapter 4. Funny thing, we're in Joshua. That's where God has us right now as He's calling us to advance. Joshua chapter 4. Verse 19. The people came up out of the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month. This is after they crossed the Jordan. They came up after crossing the Jordan, out of the Jordan, and they camped at Gilgal on the east border of Jericho. Today, as we have our last afternoon service, as we officially take over full possession of this building that we purchased at the end of last year, I believe the Lord wants us to focus our time of prayer that we're about to go into here in just a few minutes. He wants us to focus our time of prayer and our time of thanksgiving on dedicating this mission base that He has given us to steward for His glory. A time of thanksgiving, a time of prayer, dedication for this mission base. And I call it a mission base, and I've been calling it a mission base now for several weeks. Why? Why am I calling this building, this, most people would just call it this church, this campus, why have I been just feeling this title of mission base over this facility? Because a mission base is a place where missionary work takes place. It's a base. It's more specifically, it's a place where Christians come together and then are launched out. You see, it's a place where God would pour His power into His church, where God would fill His church, where God would supply and resource His church, and then send His church out. That's what missionaries do. If you've been a missionary, if you've read about missionaries, you know that they have a base. Over in Ghana, Africa, we go over there and there's a base. And we stay there and we sleep there. And if you're there long term, you go there, you get refilled, refueled, resourced, retooled. You get all prepared and you allow God to pour into you so that then you can go out and reach people. It's a missions base. And that's what I believe God wants this building to be. And even more specifically, that's who He wants us to be. He wants us to be missionary kind of people with this kind of mission attitude. And He wants us to see this building as a mission base, a place of receiving from Him, of being filled by Him, and then launching out of this place and taking His presence, taking His truth, taking His gospel into our community, into our city. The Lord gave us a message several weeks ago, probably almost 2 months ago, bringing Jesus into our city. He wants us to do that, and He's given us a mission base so that this is where He pours into us, and then we go out. The Israelites had such a place. It was called Gilgal. That was their mission base. At Gilgal, it was just at the plains of Jericho, to the east of Jericho. It's where the Israelites first encamped again after crossing over, as we read in Joshua 4:19. And at their missions base at Gilgal, here's what happened. The family of God kept their first Passover in the Promised Land right there at the mission base. Now, we just celebrated communion here at this mission base to remember God, set our hearts right, to get our focus right with God, to remember Him, to remember who He is, what He's done, and who we are in Christ Jesus. And that's what the Israelites did at their mission base at Gilgal. They celebrated their first Passover in the new Promised Land. They worshiped God there. They renewed the rite of circumcision there, meaning they set themselves apart. See, they would go out in the world and they would take the new land. They would come back to their mission base and they would consecrate themselves, purify themselves. It's where discipleship would happen at Gilgal. They also took the 12 memorial stones that we're going to talk about next week, and they took those out of the bed of the Jordan River and they set them up there at their mission base. Those 12 stones were a reminder to them of what God had done for them, delivering them out of Egypt, through the desert, into the Promised Land. So the mission base was a place of thanksgiving for them. It's a place where they would come together and worship the Lord and thank Him and remember all the good things that God had done for them. It's also where the tabernacle remained. The tabernacle, as we talked about last week or 2 weeks ago, is where the very presence of God would reside, right there on the mercy seat. And so the tabernacle, the very presence of God, would reside there at the missions base. And so they would come back together at Gilgal into the presence of God, worshiping Him, being reminded of His goodness, discipling one another, consecrating themselves, setting each other apart for the things of God. And then they would go out from that mission base and they would take the land for the glory of God. They would advance the kingdom of God coming out of that mission base and then coming back. Going out and coming back. Getting refilled, refueled, retooled, resourced, and launching back out to bring the kingdom of God. It was a missions base for the people of God. And I believe that is what this building is designed for this congregation. This building, this physical building is to be a mission base for us. As I was talking to Jake about this on our ride back from California, we had a couple days together, just father and son enjoying one another and just a special time after his graduation before he launches into his next season of life. And we were talking about this whole concept of a missions base. And Jake mentioned, yeah, Dad, it reminds me of how the people of God and the church, we're supposed to be more like a river than a pond. We're not supposed to become stagnant. And that's a great picture of what we're talking about here with this being a missions base and not some kind of fortress for God where the people of God run to, get inside, lock the doors, and you don't see them anymore. And they're just in there thinking they're having a hoot of a time with the Lord and the world's going to hell in a handbasket because things become stagnant. And the power of God is not unleashed, but it's contained in the church instead of released out of the church into the world, into the community. And so we're supposed to take on this whole identity of a river, of coming to the mission base and getting filled with the very presence and the power of God, allowing the Holy Spirit to baptize us. That whole thing about being baptized in the Holy Spirit, it's not a one-time thing. It's an ongoing thing. It's a filling. It's a refilling. It's like at the temple and the tabernacle where they had the lampstands. You know, they continued to refill those with oil and they would continue to burn, refill, 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 refill. And so we're to have that same thing, allowing ourselves to be like a river, allowing the flow of God to continue to fill us, the baptism of the Holy Spirit to continue to fill us, the very presence of God to continue to fill us up, to consume us. And then we're to flow and not just keep it in here and have some really cool, fun meetings where we're jumping and clapping. Those are awesome. We're supposed to have those, but then we're supposed to take that power out, that presence of God out into our community and let lost people see God. They need to see God, and we're His representatives. We're His kingdom bearers out in this world. And so as we go into a time now of prayer, and I want to invite people to begin even lining up over here on this side just in faith, knowing that the Lord's going to give you something to pray or a word to speak. Right now, you can just start lining up right here as I'm continuing and finishing up here talking. is that this is our mission base. This is our refueling and our refilling station. This is our launching pad. And so what I want to do as we continue to Selah this day is to pray into this, to declare these kind of truths, this whole concept of being a river, this whole concept of this being a mission base, of us being a people who are desiring to be filled with God on a continual basis and taking Him out, to be the kind of people that have flow in our lives, that aren't stagnant, but allow God to flow in us and through us and out of us to a needy world. I want us to pray into that as we move now next week into permanent possession, if you will, of this facility, primary occupancy of this facility, that we pray into that this would be that kind of place where God is flowing in and out, in and out. It's just like breathing. We want this place to breathe. We want to breathe as the family of God. We want to breathe. We want to breathe them in, and we want to breathe them out. We want to take Him in, and we want to take Him out into the community. So I want to invite you to pray into that. If the Lord gives you a prophetic word, a picture, whatever it might be, related to this, whether it be about the building, whether it be about the church family, that will encourage, that will speak into this, please come. And let's just see what else God wants to say to us this day.